everybody. Well, another program here tonight. This is Friday, our paranormal show. So we're in March 13th, 2015. And we'll take away situations for the week. So if you had one situation that's bothering you, we'll release that now. So here we go. Think of that one situation. Remember, it's in mind energy. And the mind energy connects you to the aliens because that's the way they do things, is you're on a timeline. So we're going to get rid of that one situation on a timeline that you are on. They could have replicated you on 500 of them, but the one that you're looking at right now, we're going to release and give you peace for that one particular energy, which is on a timeline in darkness. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, there we go, everybody. So we'll energize the light beams. We'll bring up the males again. So we're going to bring up three males if you have the three males in front of you, or three light beams. They'll all be male energies. And there'll be three males coming to each pitcher. So first male pitcher, one, two, three, four, five. And second one, one, two, three, four, five. And third one, one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. And we have our four-hour call coming up Sunday. And a week we'll be back in New York at the New Life Expo. Interested in going, you can check out the newlifeexpo.com. And we'll be at the Hotel Pennsylvania. So we'll see if our co-host is there. Are you out there, Cindy?
I sure am. Thank you very much, Ron. Welcome, everyone. Ron, we have several emails, interesting emails, to go through tonight. And I do want to invite people to send emails to clsquestions@yahoo.com or through the Fast Chat feedback. So, Ron, this is Paranormal Friday. Shall we start out with some paranormal?
Sure. Yeah, let's cover paranormal, then we'll see if we have any testimonials or comments.
Okay, great. Okay, well, this listener says that he or she once heard or saw a person with eyes that were glowing green, and it turns out it's a doctor for a family member, and she was shocked and told the brother and girlfriend to look at his eyes when he would come back inside. And the doctor came back into the room, and his eyes were normal. And she asked him, "What color are your eyes?" And he said, "What color do you want them to be?"
Ah. Very interesting. Well.
Yeah. So what was he up to?
Yeah, what was he up to? Yeah. Maybe the true him came forward, huh?
Wow.
Oh. Very interesting. Yikes.
Okay.
Oh,
yes.
Back. So we'll, hopefully nobody has that experience, you know?
Right. So if somebody does have that experience, is there a certain way they should act or protect themselves?
Well, I would think if, you probably don't want to be around that person, you know. Your protection is only your spirit energy. And most people, you know, don't have a lot of spirit energy with them. If you've been doing clearings, then you have a lot more than everybody else. Your spirit's your only protection that you have. What I would do, since I made contact with that person, I would first see what free healings would work great for that. And then there's always, the person could have connected you with a cord as you made that comment. You know, the person could have said, you know, they're looking at my eyes, wondering what color they were before, you know, 5 minutes ago. They spotted me, so now I'm going to connect to them. So I would probably do energetic cording, do that for sure. And, then whatever else is a free clearing that the person could be connecting with you on. So which pre-clearings may work, but definitely energetic cordings from that point. Back to you, Cindy.
Ron, that is excellent because you just never know. All right. We have another paranormal question here, and the listener says, "Hi, Ron. I was in a small-town grocery store in northern Wisconsin. It felt very funny in there, and I started to yawn. Then I knew I had to get out of there fast. Was I being abducted, or is there a vortex or portal that can be cleared with space clearing?" Okay.
Boy, yeah, the answer is always in the question. So the fact that you decided that you needed to leave there, there was something going on. So, it could be a portal there, possibly. That's what I would say, something like that. You might sit in the parking lot and just see how many people come out of the store, maybe, if you're interested. If you're very curious, get back a ways and count the people coming out to see if they go into cars or not. Maybe they're being dropped off, there, and they're coming out of the store.
Oh, my.
Oh, that's what I would say is probably going on there. Entry and an exit point. Oh.
So can she clear that with a space clearing, or should she stay out of that?
I would just stay out of it. I wouldn't give it any attention, So.
Okay. Yes, it could be like a magnet, I suppose. So that's good.
I don't want to draw too much attention,
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, well, we do have a question regarding the movie information that we had been discussing the last few weeks. And this listener says that he didn't feel it was great to see the American Sniper if it programs people, us, to get angry and hurt other people, which is the whole purpose of the movie. And regarding the Jupiter Ascending, really doesn't want to be programmed to fight over, talked about rulership of the Earth. And since we're supposed to only do clearings and not save the world, this person decided not to watch those movies, just take it with a grain of salt. And is that the best remedy?
I watch them to get information. As far as other people, sometimes, you're looking for some type of validation of what's happening, and the movies will show you what's going on. So, that's the reason why you'd want to watch them. It's not, you don't necessarily need to watch them. Just know that that's out there, and things can happen that way.
Okay. Thank you. And another question regarding the movies. This person would like you to protect all of us and tell us, as an example, the key points of the movie, American Sniper. Is the alien baby and the hero also alien when he came back to war? I'm not sure what that means, but... he wants to know if you can protect us.
No. Your spirit will protect you as much as it can, So typically I'd say not.
Well, the clearings.
Yeah, the clearings will do that, but myself, no. I am being used to the clearings. But you want to also, do your clearings. And put in keywords too. If the word sniper, bothers you, then there's a keyword that the aliens are using to connect to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go in there and probably clear that out.
Excellent. Okay, well, now we're getting into the aliens. We have a little bit of a story here, which we won't be able to read on air, so let me see if I can pick through the information. It's very interesting. This person was out in the garden, and halfway through the day it started raining, and she started feeling different, and her ears were blocked, and she said that she was feeling emotional and yet calm at the same time, and that she was also hearing like a pulse of a heartbeat. And then she mentioned that she had been on the call, and let me see what day that was. That was the Wednesday call, which is the water charging and the light ship call. She was on the call, and that must have helped her feel better. She just wants to know, what is this that she's feeling? She originally wanted to know if it's aliens that impacted her at the beginning in the garden.
Boy, I really don't know on that. If you're feeling a little ill or sick or something, then yeah, very possibly, you know, things are going on. Remember, nothing should really be affecting you. There's no reason to be affected by anything. Like if you're doing nothing and all of a sudden you go, ouch, what happened there? I got a pain, you know. Well, that means that something is connecting to you. So what does that mean? You know, should you be having pain? The situation? Probably not. So you got to kind of look at what's happening and what's going on with you. Because you shouldn't be having any kind of reaction to anything. So if you are, then, you know, and you can kind of realize, understand that it could be the aliens attaching to you, then you want to do some clearings to release it. Find out where you are, because it could be, it could be a dark side practitioner. You know, that's a possibility. It could be some kind of alien energy. Maybe you heard something, read something, you know. So you want to, just go in and release the energies if you can in the process of, having some clearings done. It's kind of hard to say what to do, because you have to look at yourself of what's going on. So anyway, that's kind of what I would suggest to you. And if you feel funny, then find out what free clearings may help you, because you really don't know what's connecting to you. Well, back to you. And do a clearing to see if it helps you.
Right. Excellent. Well, this person also shared a testimonial. Thank you so much, Juan, for everything. I can say that you have helped me and my family very much in the past few months since we started using your clearing, being on your calls and listening to your radio show. Many blessings. So she must have just had a blip out there in the garden. Okay. I just received another reminder about clearing the 13th, Friday the 13th. Today is March 13th, 2015.
Okay, we could do that. So here we go. So releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. I guess, see if that helps everybody. So back to you.
Thanks, Ron. Okay. Ron, what clearing would you suggest for an animal that is not feeling well? This listener was asking if she should run emotional or death barcode or timeline crashes. So is there a go-to clearing that you would
Well, for all animals, I would automatically do a emotional clearing on them and see how the reactions are to you. And you know, some animals, you know, may be dealing with a lot of maybe anxiety. That could be possible. They could have fear. You know, some dogs will say, you know, you look at them wrong and they get very upset, you know. So, you know, everything is a little different. But I would, you know, first do an emotional clearing. By all means, do that first and see what comes up. See if that helps your you know, your dog or cat. And it could even be some, you could be a hamster even. You may have a hamster that has a problem. Maybe you have a hamster that, you know, is kind of ill, not feeling good. And, you know, try to do maybe a pain clearing on them or something. So, you know, do a whole lifetime pain clearing. And most of the little animals don't live very long, so, you know, maybe they're only a couple years old, so that's not going to be that, you know, large of an expense. And go in there and maybe get the unlimited with it. That'll cost you more than the clearing, but at least if you have a little friend with you, you know, and you like it or like them, then you may want to continue on and, you know, help them out all the time. So that's sort of what I see, and people, a lot of people do clear their pets. They really like doing that. It takes away the trauma. Just think how much trauma you have, and your pet is normally the kind of like the sounding board for you. So all of a sudden, you're dealing with issues, and your pet's taking it on to help heal you. And that gets to be kind of, you know, disconcerting. After a while, if you start realizing that they're suffering because of your situation. Not hard to talk about that because people don't like normally hearing that, you know, but that's kind of the way it works. So I won't go too far into that here, but, you know, at least give your pets, you know, a nice way of, you know, responding and living their life as you do this here. So back to you.
Thanks, Ron. September 8, 2014 is the show that you did for us, Ron, regarding animal clearing in more detail. So that's an archive if anyone is interested in more info. Okay, let us see here. Well, this is in response to questions about wondering if a person was alien. And the answer or the suggestion from a listener is there's another free clearing to do, and it's the hybrid barcode removal. That is wonderful to run. So apparently we didn't mention that. What exactly does that clearing do for us, Ron?
What clearing is that again?
Hybrid barcode removal. I haven't looked it up. Should do that.
What that one is for is if somebody is a hybrid. Boy, it gets to be a little complicated. So let's kind of start. If you start looking at pictures of people, and all of a sudden you see a person with a really tall neck, you know, longer neck than most. Typically, the ones that I've seen are probably about three times the length of a normal person. So you're looking at a long neck that might be, I'd say, six inches, you know, maybe 5 inches, you know, to maybe 8 inches in length, you know. And then their eyes are spread apart, kind of wide. And the next thing is they're pretty tall typically, and they have really long fingers. Right away, that's probably a hybrid because they still have a lot of alien stuff in them. Now, I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that they're probably a hybrid because they haven't been bred out yet. Remember, everybody on the planet more than likely maybe looked that way a long, long time ago, but through interbreeding and stuff and through maybe shorter aliens coming here, maybe they lost that tall neck and those traits, so most people don't have that. So if you see anybody, even like movie stars, who have long necks, long fingers, and their eyes wide apart, then they probably are a hybrid. Nothing's wrong with that. But you may want to do that clearing, which will be able to help you or them out, because it's going to maybe give them a little more energy and make them feel better, because it'll integrate more of the spiritual energy with them, which is probably what they haven't received. So it gets to be a little complicated, but just kind of know that if you happen to see somebody, you know, with that energy. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. We have a question regarding ancestors. Ron, you mentioned many times that we are living the thoughts of our ancestors. I would like to know, I would like to know if you were able to escape the thoughts of your ancestors.
Yeah, my body's been basically deprogrammed from most of everything here. That's why I don't resonate or connect to a lot of energies. Oh, I was fortunate to have my DNA cleaned out. Otherwise, I'd be dead by now. You know, I would have been dead when the website first got put up by doing all the clearings.
Right.
Even before that. So, I guess back to you.
Well, that's good news for us that you were helping us out on this path. All right. Well, are there any sample healings that we would be able to do for somebody that's a hybrid out there? Or that would help all of us?
Yeah, I'm trying to think here. I'll do one for blood. We'll bring some light codes into your blood. So here we go. We'll just see what that does. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Get a little heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Ron, for doing the light codes in our blood clearing. We'd love to hear feedback, what you felt after Ron did that clearing for us. That would be great. All right. Well, in regard to clones, I have a question. If a person doesn't look up or doesn't notice other people around them, are they a clone?
I don't know on that one. I can't really answer that. I don't know.
So that's not necessarily a sign?
Probably not, no.
Okay. All right. Now, we have a testimonial, Ron, regarding the Earth, Cordian, and Grid disconnect. And this person is saying that when you talked about that last Friday, it went right over her head, and she's wondering if maybe she was listening in between clones because she didn't get it. Fortunately, Saturday night, Ron, you talked about it again, doing the Earth cording grid disconnect, and that it would release us from our shackles and chains, and she got it the second time around. And she's been running it 24/7.
Oh, good.
So that just gets back to what you say, that we just need to keep doing the clearing because we'll get something new released. She said that she's been writing in the places that she's lived and visited and changing the minutes. Oh, changing the timing of the clearing, some up to 1,000. This has been huge. She has felt funny things released from her ankles on the first day, and she's been sleeping a lot and can feel different releases, images, people, places, and things. And she's so glad that she's making more room for her spirit to return. She also wrote in to release from an alien race. She said it was mind-controlled to work with the grid lines doing the work of the dark. Back in the day before she knew about you, Ron, and Creation Lightship. So, wow.
Very good.
That is amazing. Yes. So, with that healing, is it important for us to put people, places, and things in there?
Yeah, you can do that, yeah. You know, it's, well... It's mainly, the grid lines are mainly for what's, how they're connecting to you. So the grid lines are how the aliens connect to you for what they want you to do. So it's like a programming grid line.
Oh.
So if you find yourself doing something that's sort of out of your nature or, you know, something like that, you may consider... You know, releasing yourself from the grid line that's causing you problems. So, and remember, that could be anything. It could be a grid line for poverty, you know, that they're connecting to you. Remember, they're using the grid line to connect to your body's GPS. That's how they control you every 10 minutes because that grid line is your connection. Like I said, to your skeleton. That's why you're only 100% human, you know, about 3 hours a month. And so then they have a place to land and to connect to you. So that's sort of the main thing that you want to connect with is to get rid of the connection. So you want to go in and disconnect that connection because they're connecting to you through the grid lines. That connection is what you want to release. It gets to be kind of confusing because most people don't assume that as you're walking around, they feel different or different locations. They may think that it's something weird going on in their life, but just know that that's the way it is. So, back to you.
Okay. Well, that's great information. Thank you, Ron. Okay. Oh, we have a person wondering what healing would be best to clear off shoulders. Doesn't say if it's pain or ache or pressure. Do you have a suggestion for that?
Well, it could be entities attached. So I'm kind of assuming that they're talking about having, you know, maybe a shoulder that's hurting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if that's the case, then yeah, it's entities will definitely cause that. So I would probably do an entity clearing and then also do timeline crashes for that particular situation. And then see if, you know, a pain clearing could help too, but find out if your parents had problems in that area.
Ooh.
If your parents had problems, then that's a generational type clearing. Want to go deeper on the pain clearing. First thing is you have pain, we'll say, And, you know, the next thing is, well, I realize that entities now are coming to me. And so that's a possibility. And then from there, realize that after the entities, you may want to do a pain clearing, or, you know, maybe it's your emotions causing it. So it can go in all different directions. So it, but the main thing is entities, you know, pain, and timeline crashes for what you're dealing with. And then to go deeper, find out if your parents had it or what's going on in your life. Because you may have, you know, a lot of stuff happening to you which you know nothing about. Oh, back to you.
Oh, that's mind-boggling. Thanks for sharing that, Ron. Okay. We have a question regarding God. Is God a CD that numbs out the minds of people?
Well, there's somebody doing that, so it's hard to say what who and what's happening. So, and where the energy is coming from. I won't say it's a CD, but that's, I guess, an easy way to look at it. So, very good.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, when we were talking about the shoulder or the pain, is there a healing sample that you can share with us for other general body parts?
Oh, okay. Think of your situation. It could be anywhere on your body. We'll take away an entity first. So here are your entities. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just kind of see how that's working for you right now. And let's do a clearing that would relate to pain. So let's see if we can relieve some pain from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, so heavy, 5, 6, oh boy, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. See what happens there.
Excellent. We would love to hear feedback. CLSquestions@yahoo.com or the fast chat feedback would be great. Okay. Well, we have a question regarding the emotional deceased clearing. The listener cleared her dad, wrote it in the box for whom it purchased in his name, I guess, in the login page. Did I do the right thing, and is everything cleared?
Well, the clearing worked, yeah. It feels like there's more to clear, but yeah, the clearing worked as far as what was done for the clearing, yes. So if the question is it complete? Yes. Can more be done? You know, probably entity stuff, I think. But, you know, everything else is, you know, from that clearing is good.
Okay. So are you talking about entity for the deceased father or for the listener?
For the father.
Okay. Excellent. Well, we have a question regarding asking questions, Ron. First of all, the listener says the fast chat feedback is so quick and easy. However, what is the best way or format to relay a question to you, Ron?
Just send it into the CLS questions.
Well, the format, though, what type... some people give us long stories, and some give us just short.
Just make it right to the point. You know, that's the easiest way. To keep it simple.
Okay.
Very simple. And that's the best way to do it.
Excellent. Thank you. Okay. Well, we have a testimonial regarding the Be Here Now. This listener, a longtime listener, has been running it for the computer. And she says she uses the Be Here Now for the computer sometimes, also uses the object clearing, but realized that when she's having trouble with Windows closing down all the time, because she has 20, that probably timeline crashes, it takes an hour to redo if she's sick. So, anyway, she's recommending the Be Here Now and the object clearing for the computer. Are there any other clearings, Ron, that would be helpful for behaving or having computers behave?
The Be Here Now is probably the best one, I think, because that'll put the computer into the present moment. I don't know what else would be useful. Maybe somebody else may know of something out there that they're using, timeline crash, but the Be Here Now is probably the easiest.
Okay. Well, would we be able to have a sample of the Be Here Now?
Here we go, everybody. So, Be Here Now. So let's release the energies here that's keeping you from being here now. You should probably all really be here, but in case you're not, here we go. So, one, two, three. This is a free clearing on the website. Four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and getting a little heavier here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, the rest you could probably do yourself there. Like I said, it's getting a little heavy, so we'll see how that is working for all of you here.
Well, thank you, Ron. Thought I was relaxed before, but I'm more relaxed, so really in the now. Okay, well, we have a question for you, Ron. Do the aliens use machines to make holograms?
I can't say they use machines, but they do make holograms. I don't know how they are doing that. You know, with our technology, we'll just say, you know, it's like, you know, computer technology. So whatever they're doing, that's what they're doing. There's all different technologies that we know nothing about. So it could be a whole different brand new technology, but the bottom line is it can look like a computer type of, you know, hologram being displayed that looks real. That's what the one thing that they had with the Phoenix Lights, I believe, was a military operation, and they were watching this hologram get displayed in the sky with blinking lights and things, I believe. That one, you know, but that's still alien technology, so. The aliens have been working with humans probably since the 1900s, and maybe more so, you know, since the 30s on. So that's, kind of what's going on there. It's real hard to take our technology that we know today and to try to figure out gee, you know, this really going on here, or, you know, how do they even do that, you know? So you don't really know what they're doing and how they're doing it, because you don't have the data coming forth, you know, in our current technology where you can actually extrapolate something and go, oh, yeah, this is probably what they're doing. So just to make it simple, yeah, I'd just say it looks like a computer imaging software, and, you know, that's the way it is. There's a movie which is on Netflix called Parallels, and it does talk about people going into other Earth lives from a building. So you may want to watch that. You maybe already have seen it. I just kind of ran across it. So anyway, that's the way that looks. And they pop out of a building, walk outside, and it's a brand new Earth. When they're in the building looks the same. And I think it changes every 32 hours, I believe. So they don't make it back to the building to go to a different Earth, then they'll be stuck in that particular lifetime of that Earth. So they're like visiting different Earths. I don't know how many episodes there are, but anyway, that's just a little thing you can probably look at, if you like, and investigate that. So, you know, there's information out there, and you can't always put it into our own particular way of thinking, because they could be 500 years ahead of us with their technology, if not even more. Just know that, you know, what's happening around you physically, that the underground will call it, is probably 100 years, maybe more, 50 years, 100 years, 200 years ahead of us in their particular technology. So, right, that's kind of what's going on. And you got to realize that, yeah, you know, things are happening against your mindset is one thing, and everything else is something else. So, anyway, back to you.
Wow. Thank you, Ron. Okay. Well, we do have a comment regarding the light code. The listener says, felt knotted energy leave the hip area when you did the light code in the blood.
Wonderful. We'll do that again for everybody. Oh, here we go. Oh, releasing more energy, giving you more light codes in your blood, so stronger. And we have a barcode, an alien barcode, the blood barcode, that you may want to do to get rid of a lot of this stuff, too. Well, here we go, releasing and giving you some more light codes. So one, releasing the stuff, giving you light codes. So one, two, three, four, oh boy, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that may help you out a little more there, but you may want to do that alien barcode for the blood. Alien blood barcode. Disconnect. So, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. We have a listener that would like some tips on how to use the dark side mind control transmissions clearing.
Well, how else? That one is just designed for somebody, some group that's has you, you know, on their radar screen for whatever reason. So, just go in there and you put normally your situation, maybe it could be a person's name, it could be an organization, and from there, do the clearing. That's what it's for. You can also maybe put down what's happening to you. Why not get the stuff released from you? And that's one quick way to do that. Maybe not that quick, but it will help you. And the problem is that nothing is doing one clearing or whatever, you know, unfortunately, it's helping you right now. And if the stuff stays off you, that's wonderful. But there's no way to know, you know, if the aliens are going to come back and reconnect to you, maybe harvest you or whatever over again. But at least, you know, when you know that you're having problems, you can, you know, get the stuff released from you. Well, for me, it's pretty sad. That's why a lot of them have unlimited versions on them, because all of a sudden you realize that, yeah, they got me again here, and you know it because you felt great afterwards. Maybe you felt great for a whole year, and then somehow maybe you had an anniversary date or something, and they go, oh, this person escaped, you know. You really know that you've escaped when you stop seeing those consecutive numbers on your clock all the time that you normally, you know, are seeing all the time. So if you're one of those people that see, you know, 222 or 1111 or 1010 or something like that, 111, just know that, you know, that's their validation that they have you in a program. I won't say that all 1111 programs are identical. Very possibly it could be. But at least you know they got you. And you might even ask some of your friends if they see that, and then see what's kind of common with all of you, you know. It might be an emotional situation that you're dealing with, and you all have that emotional situation because, you know, that's attached to the 1111. But anyway, I don't know what else to say, but back to you.
Thank you, Ron. We have a comment regarding holograms. The listener says a hologram may be similar to making a tornado in the sky.
Yeah, it could do that, yeah. There's a guy on YouTube that I saw. I think you type in, fallen angels, and maybe airplanes, something like that. And he has a video, and what it's about is he found a vortex. And he's been watching this, I guess, for quite a long time. But he has his camera going, and he goes, ah, there it is over there, you know. And all of a sudden, this look like this black thing starts to appear. And then as it's moving more and more, it turns into, an airplane, you know, like a 747 or something, you know. But it's dark in color, and there's no markings on it, but it's an airplane. And then all of a sudden, you know, it flies in front of him. You know, he's taking a picture of it, and it keeps going. So he somehow, on his phone, he had an app, I guess, that would show all the airplanes, tracking, looked like he was an air traffic controller, and would show the airplanes maybe in his particular area or something. And he picks the thing up, and he goes, yeah, see, there's no plane flying here. Yet that one popped out of the sky. You know, so it's quite interesting, you know, to see that. Anyway, if you guys are interested, I know he talked about, and he's talking about the demons and stuff, you know, and so fallen angels would be the demonic stuff, and they're showing up as airplanes. So it's, if anybody happens to connect to that, you might just give us a little comment that, yeah, that's what I typed in. For a Google search, and we can mention on the next program, maybe, or have at least for our reference. Because it is very interesting. I watched and I go, wow, this is quite something. This guy is right on, you know. And I imagine nobody would believe him, but, you know, it's there. Anyway, back to you.
Well, thanks, Ron, for mentioning that. We do have a link on the CLS Chat Connection site under the fantasy or real, and it's close. Well, it's the top one under aliens.
Great.
The fallen angels, and then under that, shapeshifter. Mentioning shapeshifter also, and spiritual hologram orbs of light. So those were two links that you had shared with us. So thank you for that. Okay, it would be interesting to hear feedback from people watching that, for sure. Ron, in regard to the mind control transmission clearing, that person has been putting the names in for people that has given her bad vibes, and is that the best way to use it, or is that possible to use it that way?
Yeah, you could use it that way, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Excellent. So that gives her some other options. Okay, well, so here we are a little bit on the paranormal side. High-ranking government official stated our government is run by aliens. Well, I don't know if it was said as a joke. I guess it was on Jimmy Kimmel last night on a TV show. Ron, do you think that was tongue-in-cheek or revealing information?
Yeah, but they're around a lot.
Yeah, very interesting. Okay. Well, that is good to know. And do we have about 5 minutes left, Ron, of the show?
Yeah, looks about right. Maybe it's a hair after, too. We can go a little bit.
Okay. Well, I am wondering if we could talk a little bit about, let's see here. Well, we did talk about the deceased already, declaring energy consumption. How does the alien eat our energy? Is it like when we eat food?
Well, mainly it's invisible energies if you're living, okay? So if you're living, they'll take any energy that your body's emitting to live off of. If you're not here or you've been abducted, well, let's see. If you have been abducted, then they can, and that happens every 10 minutes. So if you've been abducted, they can replicate you on timelines and make a copy of you. All they need is a little piece of you, okay, like a little cell, and then they can replicate you, look like you, just like cloning, okay? So all of a sudden they make you, and then maybe they want to eat you. So they can take that piece of you and start eating you as a full body. And you could have a pain here and go, man, my foot really hurts. Well, if you could go back, you can say, oh, that alien's eating my foot, you know? And that does happen. I've did a lot of clearings with people, you know, where they have, like, these phantom pains and things. And you start looking and you finally realize that, yeah, they're strapped down to a gurney someplace or a table or on the buffet table. And they're being eaten, or they're in like a stew pot or something. You know, it gets to be kind of gross. I don't get into emotions about it anymore because I never did and never will, because it's just facts of life that I see. And all of a sudden you become canned food, you know? The movie District 9, that's what they said. They held a can up and it had cat food on it. Well, was that to feed cats? No, it's cat is food, you know? So that's what they do. And anyway, so they could do that to you, and you could be having all kinds of troubles here, and you could be out there in the beyondo on timelines having things happen to you beyond your wildest dreams, okay? So, but mainly, well, just to keep it simple, they take your emotional energy, that's invisible, and your physical pain energy, which is also invisible, and whatever else you're emitting. And that's how they're using that for food and to power themselves. So, and remember, most of the movies that you see with aliens, they all have sharp teeth. You know, what are they going to be tearing apart? So that's we need to look at it also. Back to you.
Yikes. Thank you for sharing that with us. Whole other vision. Okay. Question about animal genes being in people and I guess are people genes in animals? Is that possible?
Yeah, it could be. Well, their spirit could be. You know, and then also remember they've had a lot of experimentation, you know, where you see, you know, animal bodies with the human head sort of or human parts. You know, that's all on you know, on YouTube. You can Google that and find out all that information. But a lot can happen. If you're asking if that is true, yes, it is true. Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. Great. We have a person wanting to know about meditation specifically. She's been using meditation a lot and wants to know if that's a good thing. So she must be a new listener.
Well, it's if you don't leave your body, that's fine. You know, most people like doing the mind-to-heart drop in its place because it only takes 15 seconds to become in the present moment and to be heart-centered with your spirit, and you're not dysfunctional in the process of doing it. So otherwise, you got to take time, have a space. And some people might be programmed to do that, and then the aliens steal your energy as you're meditating, doing something else, because you're not conscious of being here. You know, you're wanting to have stress reduction, you know. And so you're doing a meditation to take you into the beyondo. So anyway, do the mind a heart drop and no problems. So back to you.
And how would the Be Here Now clearing help that person get off of meditation?
Well, the Be Here Now just puts you in the present moment. Oh, you know, if you're doing meditations, you may want to look at that as, what have I given away, you know? What's been stolen from me? Where's my spirit that they've taken? You know, so you may want to start backpedaling. And by that I mean go in and do some clearings to retrieve your spirit, if it's available, and even to retrieve your body, you know? Go back, and if you really serious about being whole and complete, we'll say, then go back and maybe you meditated once a week on Saturday, you know, and go back and go through the years on Saturday at that time on timeline crashes, maybe do 500 timeline crashes for each particular time. So if that was the case, you did it four times a month, then do 500 timeline crashes per month, per day, you know, so that's 2,000 of them for each month, and go back and go from the farthest point and come forward. And then that may help you with, you know, your spirit retrieval by getting off of those timelines that you chose to go on to. You know, somebody who has done that, you know, he may be throwing up now as I'm talking about this here, but, you know, there's no other way to really talk about it, you know. There's no way to sugarcoat it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You need to realize that you did something that you probably shouldn't have done, and that's the problem. So, it's sad that people are doing that and teaching that stuff. And what are those, maybe those practitioners or aliens to hook you up? Anyway, so back to you.
Ron, thank you for sharing that. I'm wondering if we'd have time for a fear relief clearing for all the interesting information you've shared with us tonight.
Okay, well, I can do a clearing for anxiety and a clearing for fear in case you happen to be in that situation hearing something that you really didn't want to hear. So let's do anxiety. So here we go, releasing your anxiety. Should be in the moment, but you're hearing stuff that could take you out of it. But here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again. Anxiety. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I will do fear, facing that from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you.
Excellent. Thanks for doing that, Ron. Okay, well, we have 4 minutes after the hour.
We should probably do the mind of heart drop then. So we have our conference call coming up. Not a conference call, but our eight-hour call, our healing call coming up on this Sunday. You can still get on that if you wish. So here we go. Let's go to the website and check it out. And let's do the mind of heart drop. So you're going to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts, drop them down into your heart, and your spirit will do that for you. It'll take those thoughts away, give you peace. So dropping down, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay. So there we go, everybody. You'll be heart-centered, blessings, and we'll see you later. Good night, everybody.